My man Nate Noy, original Lounge dignitary, we'll start with a conspiracy theory here tonight. And you and I have done a couple of these segments on the show previously. And ultimately, this whole issue, what's fueling tonight's thing is the issue with the birthers and with everything that has come up and the controversy over, let's call it the last 3 years or so, because I think it dates back to at some point during the presidential campaign here with President Obama. Is there a legitimate birth certificate? Is it there in Hawaii? And it seems to be widely and fairly generally accepted, if you look at the polls, that there is no controversy even. People do, I think, generally accept that the president was born in this country, that there is no potential forfeiture issue with the White House. And again, even for folks like myself who look at it, there are those of us that would find the prospect of Joe Biden being in charge even more frightening than what's going on now. So there are those of us that are inclined to not ask any questions on that basis. But what I'd like to get into with you here tonight, Nate, you're somebody who's equally conspiracy minded as I am. This was reopened a little bit recently here. The new governor of Hawaii is a gentleman named Neil Abercrombie, longtime congressman from the state of Hawaii, and as somebody very active in the Pinko community out there, shall we say, good friends with Obama's, I guess, mother, grandmother back in the day, and I guess even was around or even was a friend of the family or whatever the case may be at the birth time of Obama in 1961. So somebody who can more or less vouch firsthand for what's going on here, and he is, you know, was born in the country and is a citizen. But here's what got my attention, because I had a sort of dormant thought in the back of my mind that this just reawoke. Abercrombie, one of his first things when he got elected, he said, look, I'm going to put an end to this thing once and for all. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get the right birth certificate. I'm going to do this. I'm going to put it out there. I'm sick of hearing this crap. Whenever people talk about Obama in Hawaii, they're always talking about the birth certificate and it doesn't exist. So he's rooting around for it. So I'm thinking, okay. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, is that really what the White House wants for reasons I'm about to get into in a moment here? And then when you know it, in the last week or so, Abercrombie was like, oh, yeah, my bad. We can't do it. I don't have bureaucratic permission to do thus and such. And I don't remember the exact answer, but I'm thinking to myself when I heard that, aha, because that's what I'm thinking, Nate. This is what I've been kind of thinking all along, is that it's a lot easier, I think, when you're president at a point in time with 9 and 10% unemployment, a war in Afghanistan and verging into Pakistan from time to time that's not necessarily going so well when you look at some of the developments there, all the things that have been going pretty poorly over the course of the last 2 years, and in fairness dating back further, but over the last 2 years, got hammered in the midterm elections. It's a lot easier anytime anybody says anything about any of your policies, you can just point and go, oh, those meanies don't think I was even born in this country. So that's my conspiracy theory that I'm putting out there, Nate. I think this is something where I think any of the divisiveness and I think that any of the aspects about this that are not wholesome, shall we say, are coming from the exact opposite quarters of what everybody thinks. I think the birthers, if we're going to get into conspiracy terms, I think they're patsies. I think they're patsies that are out there that are inadvertently doing the bidding of the president by, I think, delegitimizing all of his opposition and making them all look like a bunch of nutballs. That ultimately, I think, is in the best interest of the president of the president at the end of the day, if that's what people believe about the people who are opposed to him. So take it away with my theory here and either further embellish or tell me where I'm wrong.
All right, I think you're right on the money, Rick. I think it's a great diversion tactic for the White House. You know, as you just said, it pushes the opposition to a fringe mentality. It's a great way to paint the picture. You know, these guys are nuts. But just think about it. Say that he really was born in Indonesia or somewhere else. You know, what the birthers need to realize is this. He's the president of the United States. You don't think the CIA could produce a document that could be carbon dated to 1953 or whatever it is? It's an exact birth certificate from Hawaii. I mean, if he wanted to produce a birth certificate, he would produce a real birth certificate. Whether or not it's real, who knows? But it absolutely would pass every single test that would establish it as a absolute 100% birth certificate. Don't tell me the CIA can't produce a real birth certificate if they want to for Barack Obama.
I agree with that completely, and I think also, too, the birthers just aren't following the logic out to the end of the chain here. That's how they're able to, I think, keep getting led astray, keep chasing these aspects that are not legitimate aspects for inquiry, I think, and I think ultimately to do the president's bidding for him by, as I say, delegitimizing all the opposition. And when I talk about the logic or lack thereof, in order to believe the birthers, you must believe that we've heard this over time, over the decades, the Manchurian candidate, you know, this foreigner who comes in and assimilates to become president. Forget Manchurian candidate. We're talking about the Manchurian baby, in other words.
That's
we're
a great
talking
movie,
about
the
false the falsification of the birth of a baby in 1961, a mixed race baby. A black baby born to a white woman 3 years in advance of the Civil Rights Act, when the Civil Rights Act passed over tooth and nail opposition. So in 1961, without the benefit of hindsight, we would have to believe that a child born of mixed race in a country that extremely frowned on that would grow up to become, at the very least, a solid contender for the presidency, and that aspects of the birth would have to be kayfabed. I mean, when you say it out loud, it doesn't pass the laugh test, much less anything else.
Absolutely not. I can't even. There's no question, because this is something that shouldn't even get any kind of momentum anywhere, and it seems like the only logical thing is that they're fueling it themselves, that their own propaganda machine has created this diversion tactic, because anybody that just thinks rationally, you know, even if he, like I said, okay, we can prove that there's no birth certificate. As soon as you prove that, the CIA produces the birth certificate. You can never say that there will ever be 100% proof that he wasn't born here, because they can always produce 100% proof whether or not it's legitimate. It can be produced if they want to. So let it go. Drop it. Who cares? It's non-issue, but somebody out there is making it an issue and, you know, highlighting the just irrational thought process of the fringe members of our society. And unfortunately, that's the part of the fringe on the right. You know, there's also those tree-hugging whack jobs on the left, but these are the fringe people on the right that have some overlap in our beliefs, but some of their beliefs are just radically misinformed. I don't know what else to call it.
No, I think that's a great way of describing it. And there's just a lot of things that aren't even worth arguing about in the first place. But because, again, you're getting President Biden, for one thing, if you get rid of him. I mean, aside from the fact that he would have to be considered easier to defeat for re-election, that can't be said in any kind of way to be an upgrade. So you've got that. This is just a pattern a lot of times, and unfortunately, I think people who would broadly agree with you and I on a lot of issues, Nate, of just getting bogged down in crap that's like, why are you even talking about that? You know, because you're missing the chance to talk about real issues, getting real things done. Another example that I'll talk about, I had explored possibly trying to book for the show, possibly trying to promote, in addition to what we had done previously with Chronicles Magazine and some of the other publications out there that might be along the lines of what you and I are talking about. There's this whole alternative right website that's sprung up, kind of a web zine, and I'm looking at this, and it's interesting stuff. It's from a right perspective, but, you know, non-interventionism and a lot of the things you and I are talking about, and I'm looking at it a little bit further. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to invite any of these people on because I'm looking at it. And they're starting to delve into issues of, like, eugenics and things like that. That, you know, if you look at test scores and other things like this, you know, blacks come out lower than whites do on things, and there are real differences between the races. And look, I haven't looked at the stuff that much. And everything I've seen on the surface, I can say, okay, yeah, there might be something to that. Then again, if I look beneath the surface, there might be nothing to it. But that's one of those kind of things where, why is that even worth, why do you want to spend any time debating on it? And that seems like a poisonous thing to try to prove anyways. You're essentially proving that blacks have less qualifications in a lot of areas than whites, and that it's a legitimate scientific fact. I mean, unfortunately, there's a couple centuries-long history of enslaving people in this country and treating them like subhumans because of that belief. So to think that you can tiptoe back into something like that as a means of doing I don't know what just seems to me to be self-defeating. You know, I understand, you know, that's what they want to look at, and I guess if nothing else, I respect their guts, but I just, you know, people who might otherwise agree with you and I on a lot of things like this, I just really get frustrated when it gets bogged down into the sideshows, whether it be eugenics or the president wasn't born in this country or anything like that, you know?
Yeah,
not
you
worth
know,
arguing.
When I think eugenics, the first thing that comes to my mind is, so we have this testing that has been developed over, say, 100 years by white people, probably mainly for white people, and all of a sudden black people don't test as well in the testing that was developed for white people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say that the tests were developed by white people? Give me a break. They're probably, you know, Lily White, the people that developed that testing and that whole, you know, genre of information gathering and how we analyze and how we grade people out on a scale. That was all developed by white people for a white culture type thing. And, you know, okay, so black people don't test as well in this thing we've developed. Wow. Well, guess what? White people don't test as well as black people in basketball ability. What is that, you know? I mean,
right.
As a whole. Is that racist?
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I think common sense tells you that there probably are things. I mean, there are differences between races. They probably exist, but they just seem to me really poisonous to try to really explore that much. Let's prove whites are smarter than blacks. Let's prove blacks are better athletes than whites. What's the point? I just, you know, again, how does that bring unemployment down below 10%? You know, on a long-term basis or anything like that? For guys like me and you that care about issues, Nate, you know, I just have to scratch my head. The eugenics thing kind of reminded me a little bit of the birthers on this, just because, again, it's side issues, fever swamp type stuff. And, I mean, for all the people that complained, and I heard a lot of complaints when Bush was president about all people with their obsessive hatred of George Bush, you know, it's the same people doing, you know, they're doing the same thing going the other way. And this is a thing where, you know, and a lot of them are people who would otherwise agree with me on this, on a lot of issues and stuff, but I'll call BS wherever I see it. And the inability, I think, to talk enough about issues and real problems right now is, I know, something that's frustrating to guys like me and you.
Absolutely, and the thing is, we're all in this together, you know, and there's no question about that. I mean, you know, and yeah, we'd like to see the problem solved from our angle, from our point of view, and we're heading back toward that direction. I think in 2 years, the people in power will likely be those that, you know, are more aligned with our thought process than are the other side, but for now, you know, it's very divisive, and anything that can get the attention off the real problems is a win for them. So, but unfortunately, you know, you and I could sit here and talk about that and lay it out for the listeners, but the people that need to hear that message go tone deaf to it. They don't even want to hear you say it.
Right.
You know, a lot of hard-headed people on that fringe, that fringe realm of you know, of where those people sit. So,
you know, and
good.
No, I was just going to say, those people, Nate, have no idea how self-defeating that is.
Exactly, and they don't know what they don't know, and they never will. So,
yeah,
as Jim Moore used to like to say. So,
well, perfect.